This is Dr. Hansen, president of World Ministries International and Eagle Saving Nations. I want to welcome all of you to the Warning Television and Radio program. Wherever you're watching or listening, welcome. Apostolic leader Eric Hurd, Sons of Issachar, coming from Florida, is with me today. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks for having me again, Dr. Hansen. Always a pleasure.
I want to discuss a little bit about mental illness. I'm going to use Philippians 4, 5 through 7. It says, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, Philippians 4, 5 through 7. I believe, Eric, it's the key to total peace. I believe the key to happiness, joy, and peace. The key to no worries and a long life. If we can live out what I just read. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, the Greek word, epieikes, means mildness, patience, kindness, moderation, meekness, gentleness. So let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the God of peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Eric?
Also wonderful, Dr. Hansen, as I explained to you the other day, it dropped in my mind, though this is a 101 doctrine, Christian 101 doctrine, I think that needs to be revisited again because mental illness is off the charts today. As we see people doing all sorts of things. We just saw a video today where a young man in New York set himself on fire. And there was another guy protesting Gaza. But the gentleman today, basically his manifesto was that we are all under tyranny and governments have been engaging in fraud. This has been going on for a long time, but if we don't have mental fortitude today and in the days to come, then we will experience and can experience mental breakdowns and many other psychoses that comes with not having a sound mind. So if we are to make it through these days and times, it's so important for us to, we'll talk about it, I think, next week on mental hygiene as we take baths. You know, I was telling someone the other day, you can't go outside and come home throughout a full day and say that you have not been contaminated with some type of dirt or particles. Okay, that's just the nature of just being outside. So same goes with all the things that are going on today. We can't have mental peace and rest. And peace, actually, if you look at the definition, it means an absence of war, an absence of war. Now, we can't control things around us. But we can control things internal. And so this is what we need to be focusing on. I fell into that trap sometime before that, being focused as a watchman on so many things that it disturbed my peace, my tranquility, my serenity. So I had to refocus and I had to reset myself to understand that God is in charge. Yes, Satan is in control, but God is in charge. And nothing happens, as you say, around us unless God allows it. So it's so important for us to really go back to this one-on-one because it's going to become, and I think, an epidemic right now of people worldwide. We had the psyops go on with the COVID, and it was psychological warfare with all of the advertisement and the news media and all these other things that brought fear to people. So it's so important for us now to revisit this as never before.
Well, I believe so. I know the last 2 weeks I've spoke on peace and peace and unity, how to ascertain it. You know, again, I opened it up saying the key to happiness, joy, and peace. What is it? What's the key to no worries and a long life? Well, Philippians 4, 5 through 7. 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication. Prayer and supplication. Then, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Can we be anxious for nothing? I know that the majority of our fears, 99% or whatever it is of our fears, never come to pass. But yet, we can destroy our emotions to the point, like you said, we can have a psychiatric breakdown. We can be so nervous and, you know, our emotions, psychosomatic diseases is what doctors call them. Some doctors contributed right up to 100% of our diseases come from our emotions. Not only creating diseases, but can drive you insane or mental illness. Eric?
Exactly. Well, I was talking with a young man today and he was saying, you know, he feels condemnation. And one thing I've always understood, as a result of the fall, the consequences of the fall of man, there's seven things that came into play. And I want to discuss that. Number one, as you said, is fear. Fear is fuel for hell. I believe demons somehow can understand and know when a person is in fear. Some say they don't know you're thinking, but they can tell by your body language. They can watch you and know that you, when receiving some type of news, you go into fear. And so they can pick that up. And then they can begin to agitate you even more subliminally and put thoughts even in your mind. We also have our own personal issues that we deal with then. But number one of the consequence of the fall is fear. Number two is doubt. Number three is unbelief. Number four is condemnation. As the young man was saying, you know, I feel kind of hard on myself. I said, well, God has forgiven you. God loves you unconditionally. You have to get over yourself. Okay. Number five is guilt. Okay. Number six is shame. And this is a big one, Dr. Hansen, is rejection. Rejection is a huge thing that's going on today. And so we feel bad when we feel not wanted or rejected. But I've come to the place, well, listen, and I think Pastor Leo told me years ago that what other people think about you is none of your business. Amen. I just want to be the best version of myself. I want to love at all times unconditionally. That's all I owe men. I don't owe them lunch. I don't owe them coffee. You know, but I do owe them unconditional love. And so these consequences of the fall are playing out on every human psyche. Again, fear, doubt, unbelief, condemnation, guilt, shame, and rejection. That's what happened when they disobeyed God. These thoughts flooded their consciousness, and then the emotions followed as well.
Now, did you say that what other people think of you is none of your business?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. You know, so many people are worried about what people think of them. You know, they're so worried. And I keep saying, don't worry what people think of you. I tell people that. You know, worry only what God thinks of you. Forget what people think of you. And I'm saying that constantly. I'm saying that to my wife, right, Adalia. Don't worry about what people think of you. I don't care, right, what they think of me. Right. You can call me anything you want. Man of God, wonderful, not a good guy, a cracker. Right. I mean, I don't care what they call me. Eric?
Right. Exactly. So because we have enough energy to expend managing our own thoughts. I looked at the website. We have over 60,000 thoughts on an average every day. 60,000. The brain is fascinating in its processes and all the electrical neurons. So we have a responsibility to take care of ourselves, because sometimes you may think people are thinking about you negatively. Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe you waved at them and they looked at you funny. Maybe they were preoccupied with something. So again, what other people think about me is none of my business unless they voice it and talk to me. And again, doesn't mean I'm not concerned about it. But again, it's really none of my business, because I need enough energy to take care of my own thoughts.
And like you said, you know, we need to give a little bit of grace. Maybe they have had a bad day. Maybe they just received a call saying their spouse died, or a child died, or a parent died, or they got fired. I mean, you know, things affect people. And a little bit of grace, instead of getting mad and blowing off steam or thinking, oh, if they're such a terrible person, you don't know what that person is going through.
Yeah, so this is what I've been meditating on for the last couple of years, because, again, we really don't know what people are thinking about. Not only that, Dr. Hansen, we don't know what people are going through. Every one of us are in the same condition. We're in the same battlefield, in the same war. And so that's why the Bible lets us know that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rules of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness, high places. So everyone is in the same condition worldwide. We've been attacked. So we need to have more compassion. We need to be more supporting of people. We need to love them and be more encouraging the people. That's really the key to having tranquility and serenity.
You know, I believe that with all my heart, Eric. You know, 1 Timothy 3:3, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetousness. Gentle. Titus 3:2, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Speak evil of no one. Some people, my goodness, if they look at you and you think they looked wrong at you, and maybe the sun was in their eyes, you're tearing apart. You're calling them a racist. What's wrong with you? What are you looking at? I mean, good night, Eric. People fly off, huh?
Well, yeah, because of the anxiety that people are feeling, the uneasiness that's going on, they're sensing in the world today, and it's very real. You know, the Hebrew word, I know you know this, Dr. Hansen, of the word heart and mind are the same words in the Hebrew language. It's your reasoning, your meditation, your inclination, your thoughts, your perception, your consciousness. Not only that, your subconscious mind. That's a whole nother topic to discuss. It's very fascinating. Pondering, contemplation, all these things deal with the aspect of the mind. Now, the brain itself is different. The brain is the hardware because of all the things that are coming in, because we're senders and receivers. The brain sends and receives messages. So all around us, whether either subconsciously, we are receiving messages. And not only that, Dr. Hansen, they have technology today called voice-to-skull transmission. They can broadcast thoughts to you and you're thinking it was you. So I tell people, remind my own self, is that once I realize that the battle within is secured, now I know that everything that's coming into my brain, okay, is from a different source. So once you deal with the first yourself, now that's 50% of the battle is won. And now I know that anything that's being projected to me from outside, from external forces, okay, I can quickly grab those thoughts, cast them down. This is not me. This is wickedness. And we all have crazy thoughts. I mean, they just come. It's like, wow, where did they come from? And so, again, I know that it's really not me. And it is an outside force, or the sin nature, which is corrupted within itself. Because the Bible says the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it?
James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Again, speak evil of no one. Be gentle. That's wisdom. That brings peace. Give some mercy. That's good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. We don't have to see a boogeyman behind every rock or every person. I mean, you know, like you said, some people, you don't know, they might be going through a horrible day in their life. I mean, I really believe in mercy. I believe in toleration. I believe in giving grace and not judging immediately. I believe that's why, you know, the Bible says only God can judge. He knows what that person's going through. And you look and you might call them every name in the book. And they've just had a horrible day where God would give some mercy and peace and joy and minister to that person. Eric?
Exactly. And so as you are watching people, now these gifts are already within us. The Holy Spirit brings these gifts, but we must understand how to appropriate these giftings on the inside. The love of God has been shed abroad in all of our hearts, but sometimes we stop that love. Sometimes we prevent the love because of, again, rejection. We condemn ourselves. The Bible says, love one another as I have loved you. The Bible says that forgive others as I have forgiven you. So yes, things have been done. Atrocities have been taking place, even now they're taking place. But Jesus says, love your enemies. If you can't love those who you can see, how can you say you love God who you cannot see? You cannot love God if you can't love the person that you see. And what I've come to realize is that everyone has special gifts. Everyone is beautiful. Everyone is unique. You know, I just marvel at the uniqueness of people. And it's just fascinating because there's no one, two people alike. Everyone is different, have their own blessings and own giftings. So I celebrate that.
Amen.
Again, I may not go to coffee with you. We may not sit down and have a dinner, but I appreciate you because why? You're made in the image and likeness of God. It has nothing to do with color. You know, the kingdom of heaven, praise God, there's no color in the kingdom of heaven. These are just earth suits. And with that, cultures are very beautiful. I love different cultures. Now, they may have different expression than ours, different foods, different music. But again, people are basically the same all over the world. They want basic things to live life, to be secure, to be happy. They want the basic things. So again, we all are the same. We have no, I think race is a social construct to divide us.
Well, I agree. I hate when people look through the eyes of color. I just hate it. I am not that kind of guy. I don't care who you are, not at all. And I don't like it when people see color in people. I don't like it, Eric. I mean, your boys, they consider me their grandfather. I love them to death. And you know me, you know who I've married. And I don't like racism. I don't like tribalism. These things God disdains. He disdains them. And we are all, if we're going to be in heaven, I think we're going to have to get over our prejudices and understand that God made us all. And if you don't understand that, you're not going to enjoy heaven because there's going to be a lot of color in heaven.
Well, you know, I question if you're even going to make it.
Well, there you go. There you go.
because, you know, I don't want to go to a heaven, which is a place with no tears, no crying, no suffering, and have to deal with drama in heaven. I want to leave all that here.
You want peace. You want peace.
Yes, I don't want, you know, I don't want to go to heaven. We're going to have gossip and, you know, and infightings. And no, you're not even getting in the gates. People are very deceived today that you won't even make it in because, listen, unforgiveness and fearfulness, all these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So every day you have to do an analysis of yourself. Am I living in righteousness, which is not mine, it's the Lord's righteousness, peace, and joy. Now, peace, again, is the absence of war. Though things are going on around me, I still can have inner peace knowing that God is going to work this out. All things are working together for my good. So the enemy will come, and you know, with thoughts of doubt. But again, God has never failed us. He's always on time.
Well, Eric, you and I love being together. You call me your spiritual father. I call you my son. We love being together. And I mean, we're in spiritual warfare. We do what Jesus said to do. We come against evil and we put on the righteousness of God and we promote the kingdom of God. But we don't have these negative emotions because we have peace. We understand that nothing can touch us unless God allows it. We don't look through color. We don't think that way at all. And we enjoy being together. We enjoy fighting evil together. But to me, it's enjoyable. It's enjoyable. You know, Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, once again, by prayer and supplication. Okay? How do we be anxious for nothing? By prayer and supplication. We give our concerns to God. We give them to God with thanksgiving. We don't get mad at God. We don't condemn God. We don't condemn others. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. And again, be anxious about nothing, is translated be careful. In other words, we're careful that we are not going to allow our emotions to hurt us, to destroy us. But I remember, Eric, you know, I went into Uganda when it was very dangerous, and you know, Idi Amin killed 500,000, Obote killed 500,000, and I remember meeting in a deserted building, and we would all go one at a time. I remember sleeping in Kampala with guns going all around me. I remember people waking me up and say, "Pastor, they're shooting. How can you be sleeping?" Well, I knew nobody can touch me unless God allowed it. I was actually at peace and sleeping, and I said, "Guys, we're safe. Go back to bed." And now you can say, "Oh, Pastor, you're naive," or you can say, "I had perfect peace trusting in God, like in the storm. I knew I was on a mission. My time was not up. We're going to be okay, guys. Go back to sleep."
Praise the Lord. Well, as you said, the scriptures tells us exactly how to do things. We don't have to make it up. Okay. We don't have to listen to seducing spirits. Okay. The scriptures are written there for our learning and edification. And Isaiah 26:3 says, "If I will keep him in perfect peace, if it's conditional, if you don't keep your mind stayed on him, you will not have perfect peace." That's how I have perfect peace. Something may come, may try to rock me a little bit. I constantly go, 1 Peter 5:7, "I cast all my cares upon the Lord." Why? Because he cares for me. If you don't cast your cares upon the Lord, you're going to cast them on other people who can't help you. Like you said before, only God really knows what's going on. That's why when we judge, we are not quick to judge. Now, we judge in the fact that when we take information, we assess the information, but we don't condemn people because we judge every day. You know, can I make that amber light? You know, can I get through that light? You know, do I have enough speed? Or where am I at in traffic? So judging is just taking all the facts, assessing it to come up with an outcome or result. But we don't condemn people. And so, again, we need to let me cover this real quick. I wanted to cover this. It's very important because we are in a war. And I wrote some things down here about the battleground. Okay. Most people, number one, Dr. Hansen, do not understand they're in a war. This is a psychological information war as never before. And governments know this. They know MK Ultra from the Nazis. They knew how to disassociate mind-based satanic trauma control. And they're doing that through propaganda. Let's look at some of the things that we have to deal with concerning the battleground. Okay, we're dealing with misinformation, disinformation. We're dealing with virtual reality, CGIs. We're dealing with illusions, delusions, deep fake, paranoia. Normal activity is happening as never before as the days are approaching. Jesus Christ said this. He said that the powers of heaven shall be shaken because of that. Men's hearts will fail them because of fear. There are about 400 different emotions in the human psyche. And as you said before, if we don't know how to manage these emotions, they can make you sick. They can make you nausea. They can make you angry. This is all in the kingdom of darkness. So we must learn how to first identify the warfare that's coming and it's hitting all of us. Post-traumatic stress disorder, that's real. Okay, we have bipolar, which now they want to give medication to people, right? That opens up portals that demons can come now and possess. Look at some of the advertisement they have on television with this pharmaceutical companies. It could cause suicidal ideations. This is all witchcraft. And so they're opening up the portals to people. So we're in a war today. We need to understand how to fight effectively. The scriptures give us the solutions if we want peace.
Amen. I'm not going to read it, but Matthew 6:25-34, you know, that goes into the area of don't worry. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life. That's 25:28. So why do you worry about clothing? 31. Therefore, do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. 4. Tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In other words, do not tolerate anxiety or worry, for it will injure your soul. God alone can help you, and he will do it if you will pray about everything that happens to you and give thanks for everything. But again, do not tolerate anxiety or worry.
That's powerful. We have to get on a war footing and say, no, no, we're not going there. I'm not doing that. I'm operating today in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So every day, Dr. Hansen, as we talked about it before, I get on my knees. Okay, Lord's Prayer, put on the whole arm of God. Okay, I set my day, acknowledge Him in all my ways. So therefore, whatever happens throughout the day, I believe whether I go here or go there, I believe I'm moving in the will and plan of God. Now, if I'm off that plan, I pray that God gets me back on that plan. There's been times where I have been sitting at work and I just hear the word move. So I get up and start walking around. As you know, I'm armed security. And so I meet someone a few buildings over. And they say, well, I was looking for you, And because I was sitting there doing my own thing, you know, my own world, but I just hear the word go. Okay, so God knows He's directing our path. I think David said He'll be our guide even unto death. So once you set your day, God has that day, whatever comes in that day, unless God, you know, moves you another way, rejoice in that day.
2 Corinthians 11:32, Damascus, the governor under the king was guarding the city with a garrison, desiring to arrest me. Now, these truths applied permits the peace of God to garrison or guard to keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. To garrison, don't tolerate, guard. In other words, renounce all worry by prayer and supplication. Renounce it. God, forgive me. With thanksgiving, make all requests known to God. Eric?
Yes, well, that word garrison is a military term. It's a
exactly.
Fortress. So again, we must understand, right, it's a fortress. So the Bible says, guard your heart, another military term, with all diligence, from out of it flows the issues of life. Don't let anything just come in and have its way. Always have the last say.
Now, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. James 4:7, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Resist, a military term again. You're watching, listening to The Warning Program. My website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. We do need your help to stay on this local station, radio and television. My reference for Zelle, warning@worldministries.org, warning@worldministries.org. Eric will be with me tomorrow. God bless you.